Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Today I have a wonderful guest from the Netherlands, Amina Figueroa. She is, without a doubt, one of the most brilliant and prolific pianists and composers on the jazz scene in Europe, and it's just great to have her here. How are you, Amina?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's good to have you. It's really nice to have people from another country once in a while, especially somebody that plays as well as you do. It's great. And I know you now live in the Netherlands, but I guess you were born in another country, right?
That's right. I grew up and I got my education as a classical player in Azerbaijan, which was before part of the Soviet Union. Then I got opportunity to study jazz in Netherlands and then later also in Boston and Berklee College. So that's what I did.
That's fantastic. How did you manage to get to Berklee? Did somebody ask you or did you write them a letter? Or?
No, actually, when I was studying in a jazz conservatory in Rotterdam in the Netherlands, there was an exchange program between Boston and Rotterdam. So that's what I did. I went on exchange program and I loved it.
Did you like Berklee?
Oh, I loved it.
Did you listen to records at home?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, actually, my mother and my father, they're big music fan, and particularly my mother loves jazz. So I grew up listening to jazz music, although I know that it sounds kind of surprising, you know, in the time of the Cold War, Soviet Union. But still we had the jazz records, and I've listened to lots of Duke Ellington, Oscar Peterson, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald. That was, you know, I was growing up with it. And later on, when I was like 15, I was listening more to Herbie Hancock.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Okay. But playing classical music.
So that's really pretty much I can identify with all that. But right now I'm dying to hear you play. Would you play something for us?
Of course. I'd like to play. It's a piece I wrote a few years ago from the album that actually kind of a fantasy. I call it, it's like a movie without vision, if you can say it this way. It's just all stories that I captured somewhere in my mind and I described them musically. And one is then waiting actually for a night train or just a night train. If you imagine yourself on a very little train station somewhere in the middle of nowhere on a very warm, nice evening, you're alone but you're happy and you're waiting for the train. So that's the story of this piece.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I'm dying to hear it. Thank you. Well, that was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
I can hear so many things going on. It's well titled, I think. And being in a minor key, too, it has a certain air of mystery about it.
That's right.
Do you write that out or do you improvise most of it?
Well, most of the time, just the theme and arrangements, because I have a sextet and septet, would just be in my mind and then I would write it out. But the rest is, of course, improvised. But it comes every time in a very different way. Sometimes I know exactly the whole thing, and sometimes it drops, you know, one by one. It's a mystery process to me, writing.
I think that's a part of jazz. The fact when you play it, it does come out differently every time. At least it does for me. Even if I have something written out, it comes out differently.
Of course, yeah.
So, anyway, have you got another one of your own that you'd like to do?
Yes, I'd like to do a piece that is actually part of September Suite. I happened to be in New York in 2001 on 9/11.
Oh, dear.
And, I mean, this tragedy, it's amazing impact on everyone, everywhere in each country, but I was then here by myself without my husband and staying with the friends in Brooklyn, and they were not home, so I was pretty alone and I couldn't talk to anyone. That was pretty heavy.
I would think.
So when I came home to the Netherlands, and I didn't plan to write music about this, but it just came by itself after I've seen a few documentaries. And again, as I said, music is very visual to me. I always visualize something when I write, or I get very much inspired by something that I've seen. And there are lots of documentaries, of course, about 9/11. And one of the documentary was about young man from New York that was telling in his interview that they just had a baby and his wife just went back to work and she died that day. And he was left alone with tiny baby, and he said that he would rather die, but he had to go on for this baby. He had to take care of child. So, but at night, he said, when the baby was asleep and he was alone in a that sadness and the quietness, he could hear his own footsteps. And when I heard that and I thought about that darkness in the room and hearing your own footsteps, which is really something, you know, it is so quiet and you hear it, I thought right away in my mind I heard something almost Chopin-like, bum, bum, the footsteps. And so I got, and I wrote this piece, When the Lights Go Down.
Oh, that! I'm glad you told me about the subject matter, because I'm sure I will hear all that in the music. So go ahead, I'm dying to hear it. Thank you. say that was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
You know, you mentioned Chopin. I don't know if you'd agree with me, but there was here and there a hint of a Chopin-esque phrase or something in the music. Do you agree or not?
That's right. I realized it later that it has something nocturnish kind of.
Yeah, nocturnish. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. Well, we'll have more in a minute with Amina Figueroa. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Now we're going to have a go at a duet, aren't we?
Right.
Body and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how shall we do that? It's, I'm sure you know the expression, to wing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to sort of work it out or do you want to wing it?
I think let's wing it.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Well, obviously, we can play very well together, can't we?
Yes. I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. Well, now maybe I'll play one of my tunes for you. Actually, this is something I don't know. I must have had somebody in mind, because it's called With You in Mind.
That's a beautiful title.
It is a nice title. And a very fine lyricist. She started to write a lyric, and then she called me and she said, Marion, I'm sorry I can't go on with the lyric because I'm going to be doing House of Flowers with Harold Arlen.
So, oh.
So I couldn't find that. So I never have had a lyric to that tune, but I would still like to find one. Anyway, here's the tune.
Well, Marion, it's a beautiful piece. It's a wonderful melody, and it's very singable and lyrical, so I just can hear the lyrics there. Too bad I can't write the lyrics.
Well, maybe somebody out there will hear the show and they'll decide to have their try at lyrics. So yeah. I'll be hoping anyway. So we will see. Well, there's more to come with my guest, Amina Figueroa. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. on the web at pianojazz.npr.org. We're going to do a duet, aren't we?
Yes.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Me too, because there was Body and Soul was fun.
So this one is Wave, and I just love everything by Antonio Carlos Jobim. So Wave is one of my favorites. Yours too, I hope.
Absolutely. One of my favorite bossa novas.
Well, maybe you could start out on Wave.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. That was nice.
Yes.
Well, I think we sounded great together on that duet.
That was a lot of fun.
It was, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Did you play duets with anybody when you were at the Thelonious Monk School?
Not there. I played in general duets with my teacher when I was studying. But at Monk Institute, actually I was there only for the summer camp, Snowmass Jazz Aspen. But I had wonderful lessons with, great players as Kenny Barron. And
oh, no kidding.
Yes. So it was a very different experience because we were most of the time with a group of piano players. And just listening to whatever he was doing with the tune and then just trying to capture it.
Or do your own thing.
Yeah, and I have fun when I play music. So that's really, it's like an air to me, air and water. If I don't play, I'm not happy.
Air and water, that's great. That's just great.
Yeah.
That's just great. Well, speaking of that, how about a solo?
Okay.
What could you play? What would be a tune you like?
I was lately having a lot in my mind, that tune that unfortunately I don't hear it often enough, but it's a beautiful tune, Old Folks.
It's funny that tune is not played much at all, but now I'll get to hear it and maybe it will start me off again.
Yeah, and there is an absolutely great recording by Charlie Parker with the choir behind.
Really? I never heard that.
Yeah, it's a really old recording. It's wonderful. There are many great recordings of this tune, but I think it's a tune that deserves lots of attention.
I'm going to look out for that one.
Yeah.
Bird with the Choir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, close harmony. Great.
That's something. Okay. Thank you. God, that is such a pretty tune. And you play it with a lot of feeling, as if it's something that you really like.
Thank you. I do like this tune, yes.
How do you learn your tunes? Just hearing them on records?
Yes, mainly from the records. And there is another great recording by Spanish pianist Tete Montulio, and he recorded that on his album Body and Soul. And there you hear old folks also beautifully, and that really made me want to play this tune.
Isn't that funny how other people's recordings sort of get you alive to a certain tune that you hadn't thought about before?
That's right.
It's amazing. Well, there's more music in a minute with Amina Figueroa. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. What do you think about doing a free piece? Do you do those?
I never did free piece, but it just seems like fun to me to do it.
So I think it is fun, and you can just go anywhere you please.
Absolutely.
So anyway, for fun, let's try something.
Okay.
That's the end.
That's great.
It's a nice little theme in there, too. Very musical.
You know, something I learned myself, I mean, it's of course it's not new, but probably you have to rediscover things for yourself. And when I was writing September Suite and writing about those emotions are not pretty. And that's when I start writing melodies and actually quite free things that were reflecting sometimes very ugly emotions. So that's why it really opened the door to the new world of, I'm not talking about free, just, you know, picking the sounds or the colors, but really trying to describe all kind of emotions. And so when you were playing, I could hear so many and different emotions and colors, and it became all alive. So
that's true, isn't it? You can simulate a certain emotion by the notes you play.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what's so fascinating about playing piano. You've got all these different notes combinations to work with, and you can be thinking something really perhaps unhappy or horrible, and you can put that down on the piano.
Yes.
Suppose you were going to think of terror. How would you play it? How would you play the note?
Probably very dark. Actually, the beginning of the September Suite is the theme of terror that I wrote, and it's very dark. That sets to me already the whole mood of dark and closed in a little world of darkness.
But that dark note, that is true. Goodness, we could start a whole new array of tunes.
That's right.
But I've got one I'm going to play. One of mine. Is that all right?
That would be great.
It's not dark. It's sort of light. Although it's called Twilight World. I don't know where that title came from. Just thinking something. Here goes. Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. It's just breathtaking melody. I could hear flute playing this melody.
Really, a flute?
Yes, a flute. Because it's such a beautiful melody and it goes all the ranges. Or maybe because I'm married to a flute player. I don't know. But it's wonderful.
Well, thank you. I do have an orchestral arrangement of that, but not particularly on flute. Maybe I should incorporate the flute some more.
I think that would be great. But I think it would be great on any instrument because it's just strong melody by itself. So.
Well, thank you. I'm having such a great time here with you, and we've only got one more tune to do.
That's right.
And that's the end, which is a shame because you're a wonderful guest, and it's just been great to have you here.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed playing with you.
I think it would be fun to wind up with the blues.
Absolutely. Blues is always fun.
In fact, we could make up our own blues.
Sure.
And you want the minor blues.
Yeah,
that's what you like.
That's right. Because every minor has something major.
That's true. What will we call it?
Maybe it's actually very natural. It would be Marian's Blues.
It should be Marian and Amina's Blues.
Okay.
that's what it should be. Oh, M&A Blues.
That's also good.
Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah, it was challenging.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest Amina Figueroa, a program which originally aired in 2008. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Sam Gianelli, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. To learn more about the artists and music selections on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, Fazioli Pianos, and NPR. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.